It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hey, welcome in. 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Gerard. We have a busy day on tap for you today. We're live here at Built Bar. Go to built.com, get promo code ZONE, get you 10% off your offer or your order, excuse me. So we got a lot to break down. Obviously, a weekend of college football to wrap our arms around. Obviously, it is Jazz Media Day today, so you'll hear from a lot of the players and the coaches. You just heard from Justin Zanuck, general manager. We'll get back to Zions Bank Basketball Center coming up throughout the show. But let's kick things off, as we always do, on a Monday with James Empey anchoring that BYU offensive line. Kind enough to join us after another big win. James, how are you?
Hey, James.
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Well, we both have a Built Bar in each hand, and we're kind of just double fisting right now trying to get the protein intake. How many Built Bars have you eaten this morning?
At least one, man. Those guys are great. I just heard that you're doing the radio show there, and you know that's awesome. They've been really great to us, and you know, Built Bars is awesome. Buy Built Bars.
Do you have a particularly favorite flavor?
I really like the raspberry ones.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm with you on that. Big fan of the raspberry.
Yeah,
all right.
And the puffs. They're coming out with a bunch of different flavors of the puffs. It's kind of like a, I don't know if you've had those yet. It's of a chocolate marshmallow. Like, pretty good.
Hey, James, I don't.
We've had one or two or 20 of those. Yeah.
Hey, James, James, I don't like to brag, but Scotty and I get taken back into the Built Bar building area, not into the actual kitchen because it's very sanitary, but
we're not.
You know, Scotty and I get to go back to kind of the sample area, and I'm just going to put it this way. Nick takes good care of Scotty and I. We get to try some of the new up-and-coming things.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're great over there.
They are.
So you're 4-0, a big win against South Florida, a game that I think was maybe a bit closer than a lot of people thought. But and we can get into that a little bit here in a bit. But let's talk about Baylor Romney and the fact that he comes in. And, boy, that offense doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah, man. I'm super proud of Baylor and super, you know, just ecstatic for him for having a good big game. And like we were saying last week, he's always come to work prepared and is always extremely prepared for whoever we're playing, and you know, always ready to step up when the time calls. So just love having him on the team, and just proud of how he works and how he's always ready to go.
You know, James, I've been a part of some different types of games. I've been down 42-0 at a half. I've been up 38-3 at a half. And you guys start this game out 21-0. And I think you go in at half 28-6. But you put 21 points on the board in the first quarter. And you come out and start to dismantle South Florida. In your mind, and maybe not as much your mind since you're a veteran and you know how to deal with that level of success early on, but what does that do to a team's mentality when you're up 21-0 and you've got this big lead? How does that affect you guys?
Well, you know, just talking from an offensive standpoint, we were really confident in what we were doing. Obviously, I mean, we were able to put three quick scores up on the board, and you know, what we were calling was working, and didn't need to make too many adjustments. Everybody was flying off the ball and getting their jobs done. So it was just kind of a whole lot of confidence on the bench, a whole lot of, excitement and ready to go out and just try to keep the things rolling. And, you know, obviously being up 21-0 doesn't matter. You know, you got to, or 21-3 or whatever it was, it doesn't matter because you got to finish the game. And, you know, I think the guys, everybody on the offense knew that, and you know, we were just ready to keep scoring if we needed to, and trying to make the most of every possession that we had.
the ability of this offense to just continue to mow up and down the field against most defenses you played so far. It just feels like you're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Does that confidence come from the personnel around you, from your play caller and Aaron Roderick? Where does that come from? Because there's some swagger out there right now.
Yeah, you know, it probably comes from a lot of places. I mean, we work really hard in practice, just like everybody does. Like, everybody works hard in practice, and, you know, we work really hard. We know our scheme and what we do as an offense, and, you know, we try to highlight the things we do best. And, you know, I think everybody's just confident in how we work together and how we solve problems and figure things out. And just looking forward to being able to keep doing that with this group of guys, you know what I mean? So I think we got the right guys in the right spots, and we just got to keep working, grinding, and preparing week to week, especially this week.
So, James, how are you feeling about the offensive front? It seems like you guys are still unified, still feels like you're on the same page. Saw Joe Tukuafu got the start. So just talk about that starting front offensively and how you guys are feeling as a unit.
Yeah, feeling good as a unit. I mean, every time we go into film, you know, we're not satisfied, right? Like, we haven't arrived anywhere yet. We're far from where we need to be. There's still, you know, mistakes that we put up or missed blocks here and there that we need to get fixed. But yeah, I'm just super proud of the effort isn't a question with this group. You know what I mean? You know, occasional missed assignments here and there. Maybe not getting your job done, but, you know, everybody's just working their butt off and playing really hard, and that's something to be proud of. So I love the group of guys that we got right now. I think we're clicking in the terms of, you know, everybody's on the same page and we need to get better. Everybody's excited to do that.
You lose a day of preparation with a game on Friday. Does that affect you guys at all? Do you know? I'm sure the coaches have an extra workload, but losing a day of prep, how does that affect you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, you lose a day of practice, which is extremely important, but, you know, your opponent does as well. So it all evens out, right? And our coaches do a great job at making sure that we have, you know, all the cut-ups, all the film that we need to watch, all the, you know, sheets that we need to look at, all the different, you know, wrinkles. And they do a great job at making sure that we have everything we need to be prepared and be successful. And then, you know, it shortens the week a little bit. We got to cram some things in and work some things out on days where we don't usually do. But, you know, it's just another work week in the sense of we're going to work every day trying to get better and, you know, preparing for a game that week.
Yeah, but one less day of practice, that doesn't bum you out too much, does it?
Hey, I love practice.
There you go.
James, how many times have you played in Logan, in that stadium? And what do you think of that environment?
Let's see. So my redshirt freshman year, I didn't play, but I was suited up, so I was there. And then we played 2 years ago there, so twice I've been up there. And it's awesome. Their atmosphere is great. I think the Aggies do a great job at, you know, filling their stands and having a lot of energy. It's a really cool stadium up there, up against the mountain. Great atmosphere to be in, and, you know, it's a whole lot of fun.
Do you look at that game as a rivalry game?
Yeah, for sure.
I know it's still early in the week, but, you know, you mentioned you probably had a chance over the weekend to look at some cut-ups. What jumps out at you when you look at them?
Well, I think their new coaching staff up there, they got these guys playing really, really hard. They're flying around, they're playing physical. I think they're pretty sound defensively. Like, those guys do a good job at making sure they do their assignments. And so they're definitely well coached. I think they play physical and like to get after it. So it'll be a great challenge this week. Got a lot of respect for these guys and excited to get rolling.
James, as a veteran leader, standing on the sideline and watching South Florida get some offensive momentum going, does the offense start getting down on the defense? Do you guys say, well, as an offense, we just need to pick it up? Like, how do you deal with that when South Florida gets a little bit of momentum going? And what do you expect from your defense coming up this weekend?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's a team game, you know what I mean? And so there's been lots of times where the defense has our back when we mess up, and, you know, we try to have their back, and everybody has the special teams back, and we all just try to work together, you know what I mean? So South Florida is doing a good job at making some plays and staying on the field, and as an offense, we just knew that, you know, when we get a chance to when we get a chance to get the ball back and play, we need to make the most of our opportunities. So, yeah.
You know, when just that environment down there, and look, you've played a lot of games at BYU, you played a lot of games in that stadium, but does it feel like it's ramped up another level this season with the atmosphere and the vibe? Obviously, certainly better than last year, but in your years before, do you sense a different vibe in that stadium?
Yeah, man. I think, you know, the stadium staff and the event staff and, you know, all of our marketing and media and, you know, all those people, hopefully I named everybody, I think they're doing a great job at making, you know, Saturdays awesome, especially for us and for Cougar Nation. You know, the big boards are great to have in the stadium. You know, the atmosphere, the fireworks at in the fourth quarter, man, those are crazy, dude. So I think they're doing a super great job at making that atmosphere one of the best places to play, in, you know, in all of college football. And nothing beats LaVell Edwards Stadium, man, I'll tell you what.
James, do you watch a little NFL football on the weekends, or once you're done with your game, do you turn off football?
Yeah, I catch a little bit of it, but I try not to analyze it. I just try to enjoy the game.
I was gonna say, do you watch? Have you watched Zach Wilson a little bit? Are you watching his offensive line protection and shaking your head, thinking, "Holy cow! What do you watch him much?"
Yeah, I've seen a few quarters of his games. I wish I could watch more, but I think he's fighting so hard. I'm proud of him. I think, you know, the Jets are working things out, and, you know, I think Zach's figuring things out, and, you know, I'm proud of the way he fights, man. He's got a great attitude, and he works his butt off, and you can tell. So, you know, I know good things are going to happen for him, and he's in the middle of that grind where he's figuring everything out, and I know he's going to.
James Empey joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. So, Hans asked you, you say this is a rivalry, and it should be a fun one. I think BYU is 3-2 against Utah State over the last five games. But it's your first true road game coming up this week. Are you excited to get on the road a little bit and play in a hostile environment?
Yeah, it'll be fun. And like we were saying earlier, the Aggies do a great job of packing the place, so. You know, we're excited to play up there against a good opponent and have a great challenge this week. And, you know, I know we'll have the guys ready to rise up to it.
Well, James, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend, and look forward to catching up again here soon.
Thanks, James. Hey,
thank you. Thanks for having me. Go Cougs.
You got it. James Empey right here on the Zone Sports Network joins us every Monday at 10 a.m. right here on the Zone Sports Network.
So there were two pretty significant injuries on that offensive side of the ball, Harris LeChance and Mason Wake. Let me tell you right now, Scotty, there's one guy that BYU cannot play on Friday without, and that's LeChance. You can get away without Mason Wake because you've got other tight end and H-back options. Mason's great, and he does his thing, but the guy that you can't miss is LeChance. You don't have a tackle that can sit on an island like LeChance can. And it's not fair to put that on James Empey. James isn't a doctor, and I don't think – it's just not –
Yeah,
I wouldn't want you to ask me that as a BYU player.
That's not his place. Yep. All right, with that, let's. It's Jazz Media Day. Time to hear from Rudy Gobert right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The way that when you posted, you know, and Evan and the guards – they threw you the ball, and if you dropped the pass, they threw you the ball again and again and again. Is that something that you can translate to this season with the Jazz?
I mean, first off, it was a great experience, you know, for us. You know, just the group that we had, you know, being able to go there and, you know, just enjoy it and at the same time try to be the best team it could be. So it was really fun. Came a little short from the goal, but you know, I'm really happy of the way we the mindset that we had and how we played, and regarding the post and stuff, it's part of the game. I mean, there's gonna be mistakes, but allowing me to make those mistakes and keep trusting me was, you know, really huge for us. And it was fun. You know, it was just fun to be able to, just get involved and involve my teammates. You know, I was finding my teammates on cuts. And then I was able to put a lot of pressure on the defense. And it was great for us.
Coming off of the silver medal, what's your motivation like? Does it change? I mean, does it feel like you've accomplished a huge thing in your career, or do you want to build off it?
I mean, I'm not super, super, super satisfied of a silver medal. I'm really happy of the experience. And obviously what we did for the country, I think, was huge for the game of basketball in France. So it was great. I'm excited to be here. And, and we have bigger goals, winning a championship. And I hope one day also I'm able to hold that gold medal too.
Obviously didn't get a lot of downtime this offseason. Do you think that'll hurt you going into this season?
I got some downtime. I was able to, you know, take some downtime, then get back to work, get ready for the Olympics. Then I got a little bit of downtime after the Olympics. And then went back to work, and I was in Paris and, you know, doing a lot of stuff outside the court too. But I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling recharged, and I'm excited.
After the Clipper series, obviously, everyone was just kind of extremely frustrated, right? And I'm wondering, like, now that you've got the benefit of multiple months of looking back on that series and kind of what happened, what do you think about it now, and kind of what lessons do you take for that season?
I mean, it was a mix of a lot of things, the injuries, and, you know, you got to also give credit to the Clippers. We really played great. I mean, there are other guys that stepped up and, you know, they played really good basketball. And, you know, it just motivates you. Just motivates you to get better individually first and, of course, as a team. And I think we all had time to reflect and see what can we do so that doesn't happen again, pretty much.
The obvious question is, what can you get better at? What do you want to get better at, both individually and as a team?
I mean, for me, it's just keep building on both ends. And offensively, teams should be able to switch. And it's on me to give the confidence to my teammates, to my coach, to put me in a position when I can punish these teams, and not just by rebounding. So, you know, it's this summer was great for that. You know, I try to really use the Olympics to, get better at that. And Team USA was actually switching too. So it was great, you know, just great, great learning experience. And, you know, it's all about using those tough losses to get better.
Encouragement about, you know, you guys being able to take that next step this coming season.
What is the beginning?
What gives you encouragement that you guys are going to be more capable of taking that next step this coming season?
I think it's just our mindset. You know, we have a lot of young guys that just want to win, first of all, and that want to keep getting better. And, you know, everyone wants to get better. And, you know, we've been doing that since I've been here, over the last eight, nine years. So it's... it's all about, you know, coming in with the right mindset, support one another, you know, make each other better. And I think great things can happen.
How important is this season for you guys as a franchise, as an organization?
I mean, we really feel like we have an opportunity to do something special in the next few years. And we know that, you know, those windows, you don't get that many of those windows in your career. So it's a great opportunity for us to, no matter what happens, to really try to be the best we can be. And it's exciting. It's exciting to, you know, after all those years of, you know, losing, learning, being part of a group that wants to do something even better. It's exciting.
Sort of balance over the last few years, you've seen the first round and the second round a few times now. how do you balance being frustrated, not being able to get past that, but also using it as motivation?
I mean, just about, you know, like it's only a few, sometimes it just can be one game that just flips, makes a difference between you going to the Western Conference Finals or losing the second round. So it's like I said, you know, it's all about having that mindset of just getting better and better and keep enjoying it, you know, and see what happens.
Was it a difficult decision for you to get vaccinated?
I took my time. You know, I took my time. I didn't want to, you know, be pressured by it. And, you know, talk to a lot of people, waited a little bit. And when I felt like it was time, I did.
Nice to have the whole team. I mean, does it just make things easier going into the season?
I mean, regarding all the protocols, yes. You know, I still think it's a personal choice and no one should be pressured by doing it. But it's cool that we know we have the whole group and that we everyone is really making sure that, you know, we're not making that a distraction for the team. And it just shows, you know, it just shows that we're ready to try to accomplish something together.
What made you decide after waiting to eventually?
Like I said, you know, I think it's personal and, you know, everyone's different. I did my research, talked to a lot of people, and, you know, I did what I had to do.
What does Hassan Whiteside do differently than you? And are there things you guys can learn from each other?
I mean, he's a really good player, to be honest. And I've watched him over the years. You know, he can really impact games in unique ways. And he can really change the game just by his presence and his instinct. And on both ends, you know, offensively, I think he puts a lot of pressure on the rim. And he got good hands. He can finish. And, you know, like I said, with all guards, I think it's going to be tough for defense to stop that pick and roll and stop him on the balls too. So that's great. And defensively, you know, he's really one of, I mean, there's not that many players that can completely change the game by just their presence and altering shots, blocking shots defensively. So I'm excited.
After the way you guys went out against the Clippers, did you come away feeling more like injuries played a big part, and had those not happened, you couldn't maybe gone further, or did you come away feeling like the changes that were made this offseason were kind of necessary changes for you guys to go further?
I mean, I think it's, you know, just like every year, we try to look at what do we need, what can really help us to maybe take a step forward, and, you know, and the front office is really you know, making those decisions. And I think we, you know, we got some guys that can really help us. And, you know, we saw that we needed to get a little better defensively, especially in the playoffs. And I think we got some guys that can really help us do that and help our team.
Good. All right.
There you go, Rudy Gobert addressing the media right here on the Zone Sports Network. Hey, we're live here at Built Bar. All kinds of great flavors in hands. Mm-hmm. It is now time for the coconut bar, which is incredible. And they've got the coconut puff bar that's available as well. We love those puffs. So come down and actually just go to built.com, promo code Zone. That gets you 10% off your order. Get the sample pack, get some of those puffs. Let's go. Let's get these in you. It's time to get you taken care of. Just need to get that Built Bar in you. It's all available for you at built.com.
Level you out a bit.
Promo code Zone.
You could use it for a Monday. Everybody's eating these, by the way.
I know, right?
If you're not, you're missing out. Check out why, and you get that 10% off when you use promo code Zone.
This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Cougars. When I break it down. And the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff.
It ain't over till it's over.
Kalani Sitake and BYU take their undefeated record to Logan for a showdown against the Aggies. Listen all week for your chance to win tickets to the game and then catch all the play-by-play action beginning with a Cougar preview show. Friday at 6 on 97.5 FM with a post-game show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the post-game press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Cougar football than 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, coming up today in about 2 hours from right now, Kalani Sitake will join us coming up at 12:30. Not just a press conference, no. Kalani himself will join us coming up at 12:30 today in preparation of that BYU-Utah State game coming up on Friday, a game that you will hear in its entirety right here on The Zone Sports Network. So a lot to be a lot coming up. We're excited. This will be a fun week.
Fun week.
All right. 97.5, 1280 The Zone. It's Jazz Media Day, as you're going to hear from all the players and coaches throughout the day, including right now, Joe Ingles.
How important is this season for you guys?
It's important. I think we take every season as important as the next. Like, it obviously, it's very different from this media day to my first one 7 years ago with the team, and obviously a lot's gone on and changed. So after last year and obviously falling short in after a regular season that we had is obviously disappointing, and I think you can learn a lot from it. You can point fingers at a few different things, but there's no point really wasting our time of things that are uncontrollable. Obviously, I think this year we're deeper. I think we've got the chance, whether that's rest or minutes or whatever it is, to get guys. I think the biggest thing, regular season is great, but you don't get anything for winning the regular season. You want to win in the playoffs. So whatever we have to do to be finish as high as we can in the playoffs for whatever positioning that looks like, but then to be healthy in the playoffs and obviously push that and take that as far as we can go. So, it's important as, like I said, every season is, but obviously after last year, we've got a little bit to prove as well.
Speaking of health, do you kind of point to that as the reason you guys fell short?
I'm not going to nitpick on like little things of like, yeah, like if we had Michael Jordan, it'd be great too, wouldn't it? Like, yeah, so there's so, you know what I mean? There's so many little things that you can, if we had this or we didn't have this or this happened or this didn't happen, like maybe if I dropped Miller earlier and I got to shoot around earlier one day, I could have got three extra shots up and then I would have made one more in the game. Like, it just, I don't know. It's being, I mean, having two guys, two starters, two very important pieces, not healthy, isn't ideal. But that's also the sport we play. Like, you deal with, that's why you have a deep team. That's why you have other guys. That's why we have 17 players or so. I don't know how many we got, whatever. That's why you have the roster we have. So ideally we want to all play 82 games and then play till whatever the latest possible date is this coming year. But the injuries is a part of what we do as well.
With that in mind, I mean, obviously delivering a healthy roster to the postseason is the most important thing. Do you anticipate that maybe there might be more care taken in managing your guys' minutes this season, especially because you got another quick turnaround?
Yeah. I haven't had, I'm not in those meetings, obviously. I think we would be smart to. I think obviously that's coach and the health team and whoever, I don't even know who really makes those decisions, but whoever that is that sits in that room. I was joking with someone the other day about it. Like, if you, I don't know, like say it's 2 minutes less a game over 82 games, I'm not going to do the math on that because I'm not very smart, but that could be a, it could be a full game or a couple games that you're actually resting in the scheme of what it looks like. So, if we can, it'd be great. Obviously, if you're in a close game, there's no way coach is going to pull guys out and all that just for rest. So, we'll figure it out along the way. Obviously, a part of being healthy and rest is on ourselves too. We sleep wise, what you're doing away from the, your diet, like there's a million things you can, getting treatment, getting prehab, rehab, like everything is a part of that. That's on the players as well. So, yeah, it's a collective effort. And if we want to keep talking about wanting to win a championship and doing this, we've got to do everything possible from personally and then from obviously the team's point of view to do that.
With going into your final year of your contract, your kids are school age, you've got a bronze medal now. Just like look at your career from 30,000 feet and just kind of, you've accomplished a lot in your life that you wanted to, or how do you look at where you are in your professional life?
I definitely off court. I think in terms of my family, I never imagined Renee would actually go on the first date she did with me. So that was pretty cool. But then to have three kids and be what we've go through, what we've gone through with Jacob and his situation. And now my daughter, or the twin, they're in kindergarten age and so, like a lot's going on. And a lot of that's been here. So obviously this place is pretty special. And I still see, I mean, I feel like I've got a lot left in me. I just said next door, I not like a monkey off the back, but winning that medal with Australia was something that I've put a lot of time and effort and off seasons into for 12 years that, and I would have kept doing it and I'm still going to keep doing it. But just that I guess relief is a half decent word for it, but that feeling of finally accomplishing that was something I didn't know would feel like that, to be honest. Like I thought winning a medal for our country would be amazing and being the first team to do it. But I remember sitting in the locker room post game with Patty and just like, we started in 2007 to try and do this thing. And it's been a lot of long off seasons and tiring days and all that to do it. But I did feel some kind of like relief or happiness, like whatever it was, all combined into one. So kind of like being able to not push that to the side, because I'm still going to be involved in that, but like being able to put that a little bit to the side now. And obviously this year too, like really lock in on this season and do something that obviously we believe our team can do. It's exciting. Sorry for the long answer, but
So the medal doesn't feel like an ending. It kind of feels like an opening for more stuff in your basketball.
Yeah, I actually listened to a podcast yesterday with our coach who's Brian Gorgian. He looks like he's 150 the way he moves, but he was our coach in Beijing 2007. And he went back to Wollongong where he coaches in the NBL now. And everyone was asking him the same thing. Like, you've been in lockdown, you do all this, like, are you fatigued? And it's almost the opposite. It's like energizing. It is. It's exciting. It's like, you want to do more from it. You want to, obviously for me, the boom is now for however many months is pushed to the side and with next off season having nothing, I can obviously fully put into this season as you know, like you, every year you say, I'm not going to talk about the Boomers. I'm not going to, but you still get texts and you have to organize your travel. And there's still things that go on throughout the year. And for the next, obviously, year or so, I'm not going to have one part of that except looking at my medal every now and then. So, it's not, I feel really energized about it. It's almost like you get a bit of success and you want more and more of it. And I think that's what a lot of us were feeling after that Boomers experience.
You get through the experience of winning the game and getting the medal, and also is it true that you nicked the game ball?
Who told you that?
I told you.
I did steal the game ball. obviously, I think the first thing like is that USA game being up 15 and Kevin Durant being Kevin Durant, which was disappointing at the time, but he is who he is. And the hardest part, I remember sitting in the locker room post USA and Gorge, our coach, came in and was like one of the best post game speeches I've ever listened to in my life. And it was up to a couple of days after that, we were 0-11 in those fourth place games. And I remember seeing with Patty the next day and just like, we're not doing this again. Like I think it was three tournaments in a row, we'd finished fourth. Like we're not doing it again. And without being arrogant or anything, like I just knew we weren't going to lose that game. Obviously Luca and his team were going to be a hell of a team up to play against to do that and to win the medal. But there was just no way we were going to lose. I think it got back to three or something. I haven't watched the game back yet, but I think it got back to three in the third quarter or something like that. And it was like the same thing of like, this is happening again, happening again. And thanks to Patty a little bit of having the highest scoring game, I think, in a medal game ever. We were able to achieve it. So yeah, just again, like that relief and the, just that, yeah, it was fun. I mean, the post game for the week after that was extremely fun as well. And then you get home and realize, I was on dad duty for the next 6 weeks until this started. So, it was cool to be able to share it with Renee and the kids for obviously the amount of, time and stuff they've given up for me to leave the Jazz and go to the off season and go all around the world just to try and win this medal and, share it with them and then spend some time obviously with them and then obviously get back into this. So it's been a little bit busy, but very kind of rewarding, I guess, for the work that we as a country and team has put in for 12 years.
Renee has been pretty open on her social media about how hard it's been the last 2 years, not being able to see family.
Yeah.
What's that been like for you? I mean, we've heard what she said.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get on and do videos on my Instagram very often. I repost all the Renee's, but it's been tough. I don't really voice my thoughts on stuff like that too often, but it's just to have one-year-old nieces you've never met, to have a 10-month-old son that's never met family. This is obviously the longest we've never been home in my life. For Renee and I guess from her point of view, I don't know how many of you are that close to your families or not, but she is like, Mum and Dad FaceTime every day, brother FaceTimes every day. Like it's pretty special, really. And to see that and to see her like tears on the phone because she can't go, like we know we can't go home. It's especially obviously now as well. With what's going on there with lockdown and we're in Melbourne, which is the worst place to probably live right now in terms of COVID. So it's been really tough, obviously, to try and, especially when she's over here because of me. So you obviously try and help as much as you can. And we've done everything. We've been denied three times to go home. So a part of that is obviously out of our control, which she understands. She doesn't sit there and like blame me every night that it's my fault, but it hurts. It's hard to see her upset and to hear even the kids are five, the twins are five now. For them to talk about not seeing their grandparents and to not see their cousins and stuff like that. Like it's pretty hard to hear that stuff. So you try and like make it as fun as you can over here. And we took a little trip and Jacob had been asking to go to the beach for months and months. So we went to San Diego and took him to the beach and he constantly asks to go, keep going to the beach, which is hard, but, it's been hard. And obviously, as you guys know, they're going to be number one in terms of my priorities forever. It's hard. I'll do everything I can to try and get them home at some point this year, if it's possible. If not, hopefully by the off season, and we'll try and get some family over here or something. But granted, everyone's been through a rough couple of years. Adding that part of not being able to go home isn't ideal. So it's been tough, but. I mean, flip side, we're also very lucky in my point of view in terms of what we're able to do and what I can provide for my family and stuff like that. So we know there's a lot of other people struggling a lot worse than what we are. So it's been a shitty couple of years for everyone, I think.
What do you make of the new additions to the team, Rudy, San, Jared, Eric?
I was I actually got someone asked me after the USA game what I thought about him, and I was like, are you kidding me? I don't even really remember who's on our team right now. But no, I mean, it's exciting. I think they all bring something different. Like I said, I think we're deeper. Again, you obviously pay credit to the guys that have been here before and last year that helped us have a regular season that we did last year. And obviously I'll miss Georgie. but it is what it is. That's part of the business and what we go through. So I'll get him to buy me dinner in Philly or whatever when we go there. But no, it's an exciting team. I think the guys at the back are excited to be back. You have some new fresh faces, which bring that kind of excitement to the team. And obviously I think bits and pieces of what Ryan's doing as well with the facility and stuff like that. Like it's exciting. There's a lot going on. So I think we're almost at the point where it's like, let's just get going and start to figure it out on court. Cause we can do this and take beautiful photos out there, but we have to win basketball games at the end of the day. And that's the goal. And that's the focus. So we'll obviously head off today and get that started and hopefully kind of gel as quick as possible with the guys we've had and incorporating some new guys and figure it out as soon as we can and get going.
We've seen a lot in recent days that there's been some pushback from players on the vaccination status and concerns about them even being able to show up to training camp or playing games.
Yeah.
You come here and we're told that across the board, everyone's 100% vaccinated. What's that like heading into the season knowing all on the same page?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess it puts an ease to a few things. It's still not like the world is still not ideal, obviously, with everything. And I'm sure there's, I don't know what any of the protocols are. I really have been obviously switched off from it for that little while with the Boomers. But in terms of protocol, I'm sure there's still going to be things we have to do and testing and whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to know that the guys we're with are as protected, obviously, as we can be. I'm sure we're still going to be masked up at points and, like I said, testing and all that. And even to more extent, obviously, for me with kids and stuff, to know that I can come and do my job. And if someone didn't want to get vaccinated, that's their own choice. I'm not going to judge them or anything like that. But yeah, just to be able to go home to the kids and know that I've been in more or less as safe environment as I can be. We still, even Renee and the kids, even though the things kind of ease up every month or something different changes, it's been, you still try and be as safe as possible, obviously with a 10 month old and even with the twins and with Jacob and stuff. So, yeah, it's nice to, I guess a little bit of kind of, stress that you don't have to worry about knowing that we're 100% vaccinated and, hopefully, I don't know if it changes our rules or anything. I'm sure it does some kind of way, but hopefully it.
You're in here.
Yeah, I get to see you guys, which is like all I've wanted to do for 2 years. So, yeah.
What gives you encouragement that this coming?
There you go. Joe Ingles addressing the media right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It's going to be a crazy day, folks. A lot of interviews, a lot of Jazz insight. We anticipate hearing from Quinn Snyder coming up around 1:30. We'll still get plenty of a football fix. You'll hear from Kalani Sitake coming up at 12:30. It's a big, big game week, Utah State and BYU. And Hans and I will break that game down from every angle coming up throughout the show right here on the Zone Sports Network. Live here at Built Bar. So many great flavors to choose from. All you have to do is go to built.com. Use the promo code ZONE. That's going to get you 10% off the order right now. That is built.com. Whether you like raspberry, James Empey's favorite flavor, like if you like the new puffs, those are available for you as well. You got to get to the website, built.com, promo code ZONE, 10% off. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show.
The Big Show.
With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
The
Nudist, member of the Utah Jazz broadcast team, Holly Rowe.
I don't know everything about the team yet, but I feel like I'm dialed in as a fan would be. We have a special and unique once-in-a-generation type of player in Donovan Mitchell. I hope people understand this kid is so special. They're putting the pieces around him. Rudy Gobert, I was watching him play in the Olympics, just marveling at the way this seven-footer can move. I think they did make some good free-agent moves. And then the other thing I'm really excited about is a lot of these kids on the Utah Jazz right now, and I say kids because I just cover their game as they're coming up in college, and I can't wait to continue showcasing what they can do moving forward.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Missed over the weekend right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hey, remember, if you got that lunch fix, you got Marley's Gourmet Sliders ready to go for you with the classic Rickster, Handsome Rob, and others. Don't forget the best shoestring fries out there, Marley's Gourmet Sliders, satisfying any hunger. Visit them off I-15 inside Tippinoga's Harley-Davidson. Hans, busy day around the NFL. The Chiefs lose to the Chargers, who march down, and I tell you what, they're a problem. Justin Herbert's a problem. The Raiders are undefeated. The Broncos are undefeated. The Chiefs are 1-2. I don't know what's going on right now, but the world's getting turned upside down a bit, and Aaron Rodgers did what Aaron Rodgers normally does in NFL games.
Making everybody look really dumb.
Yeah. That last throw, well, not the last throw, the first throw on that drive where he fits it right into bracket coverage, just over the top. I mean, just dropping that thing in a bucket. They go down, kick a field goal, beat the 49ers. That was a fun day of NFL yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
That throw is one of the most unique throws in the NFL. I don't even know if there's another quarterback that can make it.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he realized how deep the bracket had set. Because that backer had fallen so far back into that bracket, and the bucket that you've got to drop that in, dropping it over the top of a defender at 30 yards.
Yeah.
You can do that if a defender is like 12, 15 yards, and you've got a receiver that's cutting across the field behind him. You can do that. But I'm talking about depth dropping it into the bucket. It's just...
You can't defend it much better than that, honestly.
No, they had the right defense on, yeah. And that defender was right there. It just went right over his fingernails and dropped right into his receiver's hands. But I'm glad that I'm not a former tight end of his that fired off at the mouth, because he is really shoving words up everybody back down their throats right now. And he looked really good. Do you know this is the first time since Tom Brady and Chiefs quarterback
Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes have been playing in the same year that they both lost on the same weekend.
Really?
First time.
Wow.
How many years is Mahomes in now? Four?
I think he's fifth. 5 years.
5 years? It's never happened before where those two lose on the same weekend. Tampa Bay obviously losing.
Hey, Rams might be the – can we call them your Rams now?
No.
Or is it you're still the Browns?
Still my Browns for a minute. I really like the Browns' offensive line. There's two offensive lines that I really like. One's the Detroit Lions, and one is the Cleveland Browns. Those are two good offensive lines. And is it Penei Sewell?
Yeah.
Playing at left tackle for Detroit?
Yes.
He's doing a great job at left tackle.
Rookie throwing right in there at left tackle and anchoring it.
And missing a year of football.
Should have been in with the Bengals, but the Bengals decided to go wide receiver, and so Joe Burrow's continuing to get smacked around.
I know. Right now, he's third in most sacks. Yeah. So at least he's not first.
Yeah. Well, who is first, though, is unfortunately Zach Wilson. And I've watched a little bit of Zach. I didn't spend a lot of time watching his first two games, but obviously playing the Broncos, I watched the whole game yesterday. And Look, he's got a long ways to go. He's late on throws. He's inaccurate. But there is nothing around him right now. Bad offensive line, wide receivers who can't catch a cold. It's just, it's an abysmal situation.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Zach Wilson is co-leader in the NFL in interceptions right now. Do you want to know who he is co-leading with?
It's at 7, right?
Yes. I'll give you a hint. Think of a guy that was drafted before him.
Oh, is it Trevor?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They've combined for 14 interceptions.
Oh, man. Those poor dudes.
Oh, those poor dudes is right. Trevor Lawrence looks more scattered than Zach Wilson. But Zach Wilson has been sacked 15 times. Simple math, 15 sacks in 3 games means you've been sacked an average of 5 per game. Quarterbacks can't keep up with that type of hitting. Because for every sack, there's probably 4 other hits.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, yesterday's draft class at quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, 22 of 34, 219, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Zach Wilson, 19 of 35, 161 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions in a loss. Justin Fields, 6 of 20, 68 yards, a loss. Mac Jones threw it 51 times, had 270 yards, but only 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. That was a loss. Overall, yesterday for rookie quarterbacks, 2 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, a 53 rating, and went 0 for 4. Not good, Bob. The league is hard. The NFL is hard.
Oh, man, and it's pretty painful watching Zach Wilson and seeing him struggle and get hit. Hopefully the Jets can do something, but they won't, and they can't, and I'm worried about his future.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We are live here at Built Bar. Remember, the Built Puffs are back. You get that coconut puff while supplies last. Chocolate-covered marshmallow goodness, 17 grams of protein, only 6 grams of sugar, 130 calories. You also have those Built Balls as well, packed with 12 grams of protein. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, those are available while supplies last. Go to Built.com, promo code ZONE, gets you 10% off your order. That's promo code ZONE, gets you 10% off right here on the Zone Sports Network.